Thursday night. Are you gonna be here Thursday night? No, meaning
Tomorrow is Thursday
tonight.
night.
It's Thursday night.
Oh, tomorrow is Thursday night.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Just so happened to
Oh.
fall out that way this week, that Thursday night. Was
The
that the
fifth
Wednesday
night.
night? Yeah.
Omnam mashiach al hagber hay sarer sazeh hu ay stakos ber vatoyves shagash baruch hu oisim adam b'chol eis v'chol shav v'nefloyis ha'gdoyle sh'oise imoy b'eis ha'leida ad hayoyin ha'achroi. Zogt the Mesilas Yesharim that one of the best motivators of Zerizos is Akaras HaToiv. Because it creates in a person a certain sense of wanting to do the right thing, wanting to pay back, and I guess it creates some sort of focus. Okay. Okay.
You want to let all the secrets out the door?
Kol ma shiarbe lehistakel ulehizboinim dvar meilei ne yarbe lahakel atzmei choy barabo. If he does this, he won't be lazy. He's mitzvah. You won't be able to pay back Hashem, but at least you could do the mitzvahs. At least you could live a life in the way that is the most kavod shamayim to bring out. The Kavod Shemayim in the Bria, the purpose in the Bria, and the Tachlis in the Bria. Okay. Okay, so there's a very interesting idea here that he's tying together Hakaras HaTov with Zrizos. Now again, I think the more Hakaras HaTov we have, the more we realize that everything is Hashem. The more we realize everything is Hashem, the more we realize that that really should be the main motivator for what we do, and the more we realize that there is no other, there's nothing really else, and therefore it becomes a motivator because it takes away our lack of focus. It takes away us being motivated by other things. We're purely motivated by the Hakaras HaTov. We realize that we have nothing other than what Hashem gives us. Va'amnam, Mashiach HaLahagber. Let me just do that. V'hineh. Ein lecha Adam be'ez matzav shi'imatzeh. There is no person in whatever situation he may find himself. Im ani v'im asher. Whether he's poor or rich. In Bari Vimchailu, whether he has health or not, shall year in a flight for Tovis Rabbis Matzav, he will not find Nisim in his Matzav. The wealthy man may find Nisim in how he made money. The poor man may find Nisim in how he's able to make it through every week. How does he make it through? How did I pay my bills? I have no idea. Right? The healthy man for being healthy, the sick man for surviving his illness. So everybody will find in their matzev tremendous hashgacha pratis. Ki asher ve'abari kvar hu chayv lo yizbarach al asher ve'abriyusay. Ha'ani chayv lo shafil ba'ani mamti lo parnas asay. Derech neis upel. Ve'en manichu lo mazbarav ha'choy la asher mazika b'koyim choyu ha'koysam. Ve'en manichu lo red l'shachas. We just said. V'chein kol kayoytzei bazeh. Until we reach the point, she'ein l'cha adam, there is no person, sh'lo yaker atzmei chayiv l'boiroi, that should not feel a sense of indebtedness to Hashem. U'v'istaklo b'toyves eila, and if he continues to focus and be mizboinein, what's mizboinein?
Contemplate.
Contemplate. These toivos, shu mekabel that he accepts and receives from Hashem, vade she'sa'ir his avodah, so he will be completely focused on his ruchnius, which is Kazavsi, Koshkin is born in the year, he's called to wait till we. Beyond the Yisbarach, Koshkin, the more he realizes that really all the brachas he has in life are coming from Hashem, Umashim Mitzarach Loi, Umashim Mukhachil, Mimenu Yisbarach, when everything that he needs and doesn't need and just has, everything comes from Hashem, Voy Me'achar, and no, not from any other power. And he is not missing anything. Okay, so let's go over what he's just said. Based on these words, shekalalti poi bidvarai, I put it in over here. Shloishes madrigos asher chilal k'tim v'azihirus kivari nana me'achad. I put all three in one category. V'adar lo mina shloishlima adas. So remember, before Pesach, a long time ago, we discussed. I don't even know if I remember them, but let's try. Maybe so, yeah. Oh, maybe someone else remembers that. But basically, what were the three motivators for Zeros? So he said, for Shleime Hadas, the motivator was for people that are, Shalim, complete, Choshev people. Mitzad Erech HaMaisim. It's because there's a motivator of, I want to do the right thing. I want to live a valuable life. I want to do what's nice, what's good, what's appropriate. So the motivator is actually to do the right thing, believe it or not. There are people that motivates them.
I'd like to meet one of those.
I'd like to be one of them too. They have no other factors there. This is what Hashem wants from me. That in El Mabo, I want to have a nice portion. El Mabo. I was told El Mabo is going to be awesome. I told it's gonna be great. I want to get a good ticket. Don't want to be left behind and realize that I could have done so much more and I've wasted away my life. I don't really want to do that. So what's he saying here? I mean, he's just summarizing, I guess. But basically, no matter what your motivation is, the concept is being motivated to stay focused, being motivated to do everything the way Hashem wants. I will point out now, we have an extra 2 3 minutes, that this week's Perek and Pirkei Avos is Perek Beis. Some great pshat, very musardik of pshat, in the Mishnah from Rambam Volozhin. He says, the Mishnah says, "Eizu derech yishara, shi'avar lo ha'adam." What is the proper way for a person to choose to live life? Kol shu tiferes lo yisav, tiferes lo min ha'adam. Anything which is glorious, quote unquote, for the person doing it, and brings him glory from people who watch him.
Sounds a bit superficial.
Sounds a bit superficial.
Sounds like sports.
Yeah. Since when do we use what other people are going to think about you and what other people are going to say about it? And if my actions are acceptable by others as a good barometer, as a good litmus test for what I'm doing, it's insane. Was an awesome chat. So, what's all about? It's talking about. When somebody made a cheshbon, someone decided, thought about what he should do, and he came out that this is the right decision. Right? Now, what happens is, when someone is in middle of something and they're thinking to themselves, "Is this the right decision? Is it not the right decision?" Very often, we cannot make those. Very often, we are blinded by our negius, by our biases. I want it to work because it's money, because it's easier, because of whatever reason. And even though I'll never do it if it's wrong, but I came out that it's right.
Did it for the wrong reasons and it came out right?
No.
Well, sometimes
I'm doing
yes.
it because I decided that it's probably okay. It's probably the right thing to do. Mozart, it's okay. But how did you get to that conclusion? You decided. But your decision is fault
Well, cloudy.
is cloudy because you have too many other factors involved. Tiferes lo yisav, tiferes lo min ha'adam means when you do something based on your own decision, on a decision that you've made, It should be a decision that you appreciate, you're good with, but it should also be a decision that you should feel comfortable. You should say it over to someone else, and the other person should agree with it. You need to get advice. Once you get advice, someone will be able to see to will see if your cheshbon is a good cheshbon, because it's outside you. So if you speak it out with someone, you get advice, you get help, you'll be able to see the emes much more clearly.
I find just sometimes saying it out loud.
Even saying it is already. I have a certain rebbe of mine, one of my rebbeim. I have a few different rebbeim that I ask different things to. One of them particularly. Most of the time, I know that, but I think I have such a crazy scenario. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. I think I should do this. Maybe I should do that. I have a whole shiloh. What's right? What's wrong? Right? And I prepare my question, and I know what he's going to ask. He's going to ask me a follow-up question, and he's going to ask me, okay. And by the time he finishes asking me all the follow-up questions, I already know the answer. I don't need his answer. Because I've already gotten to the point like, wow, that's a bad question. There's no question here. It's obvious already. Right?
Wait, Rebbe reaches that conclusion before he even picks up the phone, or
So sometimes I'll play out the conversation in my mind and I realize I don't have a question. I'll give you an example. Someone comes over to me and he has a conference. In his field, there's some sort of conference on Shabbos. So he comes over, he thinks he has a great shiloh. Look, I can go. I don't have to do anything, I don't have to write anything down. It's in the lobby, I don't have to like even present ID. I'm there for Shabbos, and I just gotta come and listen to the lectures, and I'm at the conference and do my networking. And then I'm like, okay, so like, what do you do for Suda Shabbos? What's that? Where are you gonna daven? Like, what are you gonna wear? What is everyone else wearing? Or I don't know. I asked like three, four like simple questions. And the guy's like, yeah, you're right. I guess it's not such a good idea after all. I never told the guy it's not a good idea, all right? But once you come out of your own like. The
Oh.
guy's convinced it's like 100% the best scenario. Like I have to go to the conference and I can do it. I can work it all out. It's fine. But once you speak it out and once you have someone else you have to like prove it to, you're like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. So that's what the mission to me. It's very important. What's what you said. Okay, but just go ahead. So we'll no share tomorrow night. Okay?
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you.